Danielle, thanks so much for the time. And I guess first and foremost, what has it been like for you over the last month or so, winning all of these awards and also being named the Female Senior Athlete of the Year up there at C-State?
It's been honestly incredible. Each time something happened, I was really just shell-shocked. I get a phone call from my coach, Coach DeSori Jr. He's actually up there in Syracuse right now. And he'd say, you must have the luck of the world because you just keep getting these awards. And I've just been really shocked the whole time. And it's been really appreciated by the committees that really put my name out there and just talked about all the stats. It's just really been insane.
Well, Coach DeSori really spoke highly of what you've done for the women's golf program over there at SUNY Cortland. Can you kind of take me back to when you found out that you would be named the Female Senior Athlete of the Year and what that conversation was like, where you found out, how you found out?
I found out, we were just on the Cortland website, and then I got a text from my coach and my upcoming coach, DeSenza, and they both were like, you're one of the finalists for the Senior Athlete of the Year. And we all thought maybe had a really good chance because of the All-American award. But I know there's so many deserving athletes that go to our school, and like the girls work so hard, and I thought it was all going to be a fair chance. But I really hoped that I would get the award, but at the same time I knew a lot of people that work just as hard as me, so
Coach,
it was up in the air.
Yeah, Coach DeSori also said, he was quoted as saying that you didn't just move the needle with this program, you are the needle. What does something like that mean to you, knowing that you've made such an impact on one single program over there at SUNY Cortland?
I still can't believe what I've done in the past 4 years, just because I'd get done with the season, and right from coming home from school, I'd go right to practice with my dad, and we'd practice day in and day out. And it was just like, it was just my job to keep getting better and better, just practicing harder and harder. And what came with it was insane, but I knew that it would only happen if I practiced more. So I just did the best I could over the years, and all this happened because of it, and I think that's just amazing.
Yeah, it sure is. Danielle Bambola joining us here on Between the Lines, senior for the SUNY Cortland golf team, recently named the Female Senior Athlete of the Year over there at SUNY Cortland, also chosen as a second-team All-American close to a month ago. When you look back at this season, what was really strong about your game, you feel like, this past year?
I'd say significantly that got better was my short game.
Yeah.
I've practiced so hard on putting. I used to have a good amount of three putts during a round, and over the course of these past 2 years, I've gotten down to maybe one during a round, or if I'm having a bad day, two. But now I'm down to one putts and two putts from like 5 to 6 feet and 10 feet for a long one, but I think that's what really helped out my game during the season, is the short game.
How much time did you put into that?
When I had a lot of time in the summer, I'd be practicing 4 hours a day between the chipping and putting, and then off to the long game, however long that took. But and school, whenever we'd have practice, I'd usually stay after practice, work some more on the chipping and the putting, maybe an extra hour. So we'd have regular practice for 2.5 hours. I'd really be there for 3.5.
Wow, that's crazy. So, is there an aspect of your game that's maybe always been really, really strong, something that you've always been very, very confident in since you started picking up the game of golf?
My irons have been really dead on accurate, and that's just because I've worked so hard at target practice and being within a yard or two of where I want the ball to land. My pre-shot routine with that as well has really helped with my iron game, and I think that's what's been very deadly over how many years I've been playing. So it helps with where I need the ball to go.
Yeah, we're chatting with Danielle Bambola of the SUNY Cortland women's golf team here on BTL. She was recently named the Female Senior Athlete of the Year at SUNY Cortland, also a second-team All-American voted on by the WGCA. You know, one of your big victories from this past season came in September at the Mount Holyoke Invitational, and that was against, what, top-ranked NYU. Williams was there. They've always had a good golf program. Amherst has always had a really good golf program. They were there, and you ended up winning and finishing with medalist honors by parring the first playoff hole. Can you take me through that weekend, if you can recall it, and what led you to have such a really tremendous weekend against some top-tier talented golfers in the nation?
Yes, I got to thank Ithaca team for bringing me to that tournament. First of all, they've always been very nice to me, so they were gracious enough to take me to the tournament. But my coach has always, I've had a problem with nerves over the years with tournaments, and whether it's in the very beginning of the round or towards the end of the round, I get the shakes, and my coach would always say that there's no need to be nervous. Like, you know how good you are. So just hit the ball and get a two-putt and let's get out of here. So I kind of kept each hole with the same mindset that just hit the shot and let's get out of here. Like, you're good. Like, don't even worry about the people around you. You know that you can do this. So I kind of worked on the breathing and just hit each shot like I was at practice. And that's kind of how I went around that weekend.
I guess that kind of goes to show you that, you know, this sport is such a mind game. You know, it's
yeah,
a true example that, hey, this sport is not just physical, but the mental side of things, they go a long ways too. Do you feel like you've really grown in that aspect of your game as well?
Definitely. In the past 4 years, I have. My coach, the first thing he said in freshman year was I was the best worst golfer he's ever met. And it wasn't meant in a bad way. It was just meant that, like, I could hit the ball, but me thinking about the holes needed to be changed, needed to be taught how to really go about how to play the game. And over these 4 years, I think I've really learned a lot from Coach Story and just playing in general. And so that's really helped my game tremendously.
What has been your fondest memory from these past 4 years? Is there something that really sticks out from the rest?
I'd say the first time that we won our conference championship, I think that was a really big step up for our whole program in general. And I think that just gave us all a boost of confidence, not just myself in our game, but like just the whole team. And I think when we're all playing the best of our abilities, then there's no stopping us. So.
And Danielle, before I let you run, I got to ask, what's next for you? Are you hoping to take things to the next level? What's next for you in your golfing career?
In the future, once I'm done with getting my master's, my dad would like me to try for a mini tour or two or wherever I can down south and see if I can make it in the pro world. And if not, that's just what's meant to me. But I think if I give it a shot, a good shot, by really practicing hard, I can make a difference, I feel like.
I love it. Danielle, congratulations on what's been a really great season for you in the fall, and congratulations on all of these awards, all of these accolades. You have so much to be proud of, and thanks so much for a couple of minutes today, okay?
Thank you so much, very much, really.